Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to 1 Kings chapter 10. First Kings chapter 10, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And, behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, a very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these, which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Ophir brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, harps also and psalteries for singers. There came no such almug trees nor were seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, beside that he had of the merchantmen, and of the traffic of the spice merchants, and of all the kings of Arabia, and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was round behind. And there were stays on either side of the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the stays. And 12 lions stood there upon the one side, and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices, and horses, and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and the cedars he made to be as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and an horse for 150. And so for all the kings of the Hittites and for the kings of Syria did they bring them out by their means. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. You know, I don't have a lot to say about this chapter. It's pretty self-explanatory. By way of prophetic understanding, we understand that Solomon here is a type of Christ, and the riches of his kingdom portend the riches of Christ's kingdom. So when we read about the gold and the silver and the almug trees and the cedars, when we read about silver being as stones and cedars being as populous as the sycamore trees that grow in the valley. Of course, the sycamore trees, think of something like a cottonwood, right? And those cedars, that aromatic, rich, and wondrous-looking wood that they used to build things for its aromatic and beauty and beautiful qualities. This is what the Lord blessed Solomon with. He blessed him with a kingdom that was beyond imagination. Another queen, one of the richest queens ever to live, said when she got there that the half had not been told her. She nigh to fainted when she saw all that Solomon had and heard all the wisdom that Solomon had from the Lord. Of course, when the Queen of Sheba comes and brings gifts, we're reminded of Psalm 72, and we'll get there in just a few weeks, so I'll not detail it out, simply to give a reference here that what that means is, you know, the Queen of Sheba and the gold that she brings is a precursor, a prophetic look ahead, if you will, to the Gentiles coming to hear the wisdom of Christ. She's a Gentile queen and she brings gifts from her Gentile lands. And sometimes in Scripture, those Gentile lands are spoken of as giving up not gold, but people. And the people that they give up here are prophesied in the gold that she brings. And we'll see that when we get to Psalm 72. Again, we're singing of Solomon in Psalm 72. So, notice the wisdom of King Solomon. It was a God-given wisdom, and that God-given wisdom was unlike any other wisdom that had ever been known. Note the riches of King Solomon. Those were God-given riches, and those riches were unlike anything that was ever known. God knows how to give wisdom. God knows how to keep you. You know where I'm going with that, right? So many times we go elsewhere. We think that something else will keep us. Something else will make us wise. God knows how to keep you. God knows how to make you wise. He tells you, "Hearken unto me. Incline your ear unto me." Isaiah 55, right? "And your soul shall delight itself in," what? Fatness. Plenty. Now this is not a scheme of, you know, just have enough faith and God will fill your wallet. It's not that kind of scheme. But you will never lack any good thing that the Lord thinks you need if you trust in Him. Be it wisdom or be it monetary supply. Remember James chapter 1. "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men freely and upbraideth not. Let him ask in faith, nothing doubting. For he that doubteth is like the wave of the sea that is tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. An unstable man, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." But the Lord says, if you lack wisdom, ask it, and he will do what? Give it. do you need money? No, I didn't say want. I said, do you need money? Is there something that you need? Are you not able to make ends meet? Have you lost your means? We must apply to the Lord with these things. It's the first place we go. Why was Solomon rich? Why was Solomon wise? Because the Lord gave it to him. Where do we go when we need wisdom and when we need supply? We go to him. The Queen of Sheba fainted when she saw, and she said, the half was not told me. He had his own private zoo, apes and peacocks. I don't know, to me that seems like it'd be more trouble than anything else. But, you know, Solomon did say later on, toward the end of his life in the book of Ecclesiastes, as riches increase, so do them that eat them. I think he knew what that meant. And so we must never trust in our wisdom. We must never trust in our riches. We must trust in God. You remember, there's a lamentation taken up in Ezekiel for the king of Tyre. And what did the king of Tyre do? He became corrupted by reason of his wisdom. He started to trust in his wisdom. So we ask God for wisdom. We never trust in it. We never trust in our own wisdom. We never lean upon our own understanding. We acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, right? All right. Let's stand and keep praising God in the singing of Psalms. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 7, page 45 in your Psalters.